Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, you guys. I wanted to say things that I'm really, you know, doing podcasts is art. But it's also the truth. You know, there are a lot of people doing podcasts, which I think is a great outlet. There's some really famous people getting a lot of money, like Joe Rogan getting a lot of money. And I differ than Joe Rogan on politics and podcasts. I'm not going to criticize Joe Rogan, but I apologize whoever hear me to say that. My podcast deal with music, but it also deals with psychology, history, books. It's a variety. Sometimes it deals with politics. I do occasionally do politics, so it's a variety. So it deals with personal. But what my podcast really deals with is the music entertainment, because I'm a musician and entertainer. I've always been an entertainer, you know, front or behind the scenes, singing, writing songs, or acting and being on camera. I was in films, not great ones. It was the films that, if you got IBDB, if you see me in a film, there were a few films that I done. It was not really acting. I was just sitting there acting silly to sit down. But I was in films. I'm a variety of different things. As I said, I just don't do podcasting. I do. I write books, books about situations, and I also, release music, stuff like that. Release videos. I design videos. I design album covers. I do all kinds of things. But the most important part of what I do is my music, because that's been my dream to come to Hollywood and come to Hollywood. But I live in nearby Hollywood, like many others, to be a star. And waiting for that discovery to happen. When I was younger, you know, and it's still now, you can't wait for it to happen. You have to go to a place for someone to discover me. So I did that when I was younger, on stage and so on, and blah, 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 bands and all that stuff, all the, you know, paying my dues even now. But that's what I am. Everything is truthful. Now, when I talk about personal things, I talk about issues around home and stuff. Now, when I do that, I always try to be confidential. You know, I'm aware of the law of, you know, I don't want to be sued for defamation or someone saying that I'm making false allegations. And, you know, a podcast is to express thyself. And someone gave me the podcast because they knew I love to talk. I love to sing. I love to express. I really love to sing all the time. I could sing for hours. But I also love to talk. My brain. I use my brain in many ways. And unfortunately, in this episode, I really do prefer to talk about entertainment or politics or something that's more benign, indirect, because it takes the focus out of things that I think are more important. But I talk about things that are personal because it doesn't make sense to me. Perhaps it's because the perception is I'm famous from being on podcasts. The truth is, being on podcasts and having it all over the place, yes, I have some degree of fame, my music and so on, but I'm not no famous person. I don't consider myself famous like a big-time actor like Jack Nicholas, or I'm not famous like Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber. No way. I consider that famous, a public person. I don't even consider myself a very small person. A Gertz figure, I don't know. A Gertz figure, by definition, is someone who got a little profile. I don't think I have that either, because no one, you know. So I'm an aspiring musician, artist, actor, entertainer. Some people say I could be a comedian. This is my stance about it, about that. I didn't come out here to be a comedian, but I wouldn't want to be called that because there are many people in Hollywood or nearby Hollywood who came to make it in Hollywood, let me tell you, who wants to be comedians. They want to make a living as a comedian. They go to the comedy store or they go to the prop, they go to the Laughing Factory, which is a great place to do it. That's what you should do if you go to, you know, like for me, it was going to the Rainbow or the Whiskey or Go-Go or something like that, if you're a singer. But if you're a comedian, you're at Laughing Factory. But they want to make their dreams come true. They want to get discovered and make a living at it. It's hard, you know, so much competition, but it can happen. It does happen. And so with them in mind, and in the past, when I was on stage, public access, you know, because there were plenty of time where I just didn't have the right band. The band didn't work out. So I went over to West Hollywood and sang, and I had to go public access, I mean public performing with aspiring comedians as well as musicians. You know, there were people who had a guitar, and then there were a band that got on stage for open mic shows, you know, open mics on the Sunset Strip. And then me, I just get on stage, and if I don't have a band, and those days I was so poor, still am poor, what's new, but still, I have a backing tape on my vocals, vocal tape, so I put a backing tape on and I sing over it, just the voice, so that they can hear my voice, so I can be discovered. There are other times where I try to get a band and we go out and play, it'd be like three of us on stage and I'd be trying to sing. Or, you know, something like that. But I saw those aspiring comedians as well as musicians. So I feel like it would be an insult to even call myself an aspiring comedian when I see all of them struggling, some of them for years. So I cannot do that. I have to have respect for those comedians who came out here to be a comedian and who goes to the Laughing Factory or a comedy store or whatever club in Hollywood or nearby to joke and to try to get discovered. It's the same thing as the entertainment business. I'm talking about professional level, you know, just like me, professional level. You see my music on Spotify, it's professional level. My podcast is all over the place. So people have all their opinions about my podcast, but I love to express myself. The show that I'm doing is Abnormal Behavior and My Hearing and Dealing with It. I'm one of those people that I can really hear long distance. I can hear way out, you know, even in the courtyard near the, you know, the cars or whatever. I just can hear. I don't know why I have put on machines in my home so I can block out the noise. I don't like listening to, I ignore it most of 90% of the time, 99% of the time, but lately, I've just been like, you know, I don't understand what I'm hearing. I try to be careful, you know, because I don't want to make the mistake of overhearing something that isn't there or whatever, because that's not the case. The reason I bring that up is that people have made false allegations about my health, saying I'm hearing things or seeing things, and that is totally bogus. That is totally false. I mean, they even made a defamatory allegation that I was schizophrenic or I was really sick. I am not. But really, they need to really be careful how they make prejudgments on people. You know, me, because I guess because I have this unique side or maybe my personality is perceived as unique to them and they simply ignorant and they don't understand. Someone who's severely mentally handicapped, since I worked in mental health, for a brief period of time, actually for a long time, actually. And yes, they have to be really deteriorating to the point where they cannot function, they cannot shower, they cannot pay their bills. They cannot, I mean, high-functioning people to degrees are a little, you know, have some problems, you know, drinking, alcohol, maybe they need to do something, overspend or whatever. Cleaning, unfortunately, that is true with some people. But very low-functioning people cannot take care of themselves. They cannot pay their bills. They cannot do basic things, shower. They don't. They can't do very hot, simple tasks, take out the trash. They don't go to the doctor. They, you know, they're so low-functioning that they really, that's when you should get involved. It requires people to get involved, hospital or something. So we should be careful. I say that because some people perceive me as so low-functioning, and that is a defamatory, malicious lie. You know, that could be a lawsuit, and I will win, because that is totally false. Or say things that I hear things that is not true. Well, this morning and like now, lately I've just been responding more to it. You know, it's like I have my window open and I'm just real quiet. And I hear, quote, unquote, someone say, oh, my name come up. They have a right to look in my home. I'm like, now, first of all, before I get to the bottom line of how wrong that is, I have to be careful. Misinterpretations could happen. You know, I can hear something, whatever. So I'm aware. Okay, I'm very much aware of reality in more ways than one. You know, as I said before, people gossip. What, no matter where I go, they're going to gossip. It's normal. It's part of life. When they gossip about other people and in the window and stuff like that, behind their back, they do it all the time. They're going to do it to the end of time, but unfortunately, it's a cowardly way to, if you want to express it. When they say things that ain't true about somebody, if you don't know all the answers, I said that in a previous podcast. But when I have people in my environment who question my health or who think they have a right to trespass or think that my home should be looked at, or I should make assessments, or about whether I work or not, or that's not only being nosy, that's insane. Okay? You don't do that to someone like me who's high functioning, or anybody, regardless. You don't say or do crazy things like that. That's a crazy person would say that, or a criminal would say that. They're going to investigate me for mental health reasons, or that's a dangerous person. That's illegal. They said they were talking to the police about my health or whatever. Well, I did say in previous podcasts, you know, because I may perhaps they think I'm going to call the police. There was no police over here. I always say with the allegations I said in the that I put you, that I need tangible evidence. There had to be tangible evidence when you deal with things. But when you talk about me and you're concerned about me or job or whatever, I think that's crazy. First of all, it's none of your business what I do. You should not be talking. It's really none of your business. Or it's none of anybody's business what they do inside their home behind four closed doors. That's just basic common sense. Second of all, if you're going to trespass because you think you have a right and you think that even if I own my home or not, that is a crime. That's criminal. That is no excuse. Something is wrong with these people to say something like that. That is not only illegal, but that is absurd. Well, that's an abnormal behavior of someone's. You know, maybe it's the homeless. You know, the homeless. I guess they probably have a. They live on the street and they talk real loud. See, the thing is, they scream. It's like almost like a microphone. They could be really screaming out there. The cars passing, like yeah, real loud. And you can hear some of the stuff they're saying. It's so loud. I mean, my windows are, I guess, thin, but you can hear. They talk so loud. It's almost like the voice. Maybe it's near. Maybe the post office, the loud noise, I don't know. But I want to make it certainly clear. I do not hear no voices. I have never, ever, in the present time, have any type of mental health disorder related to any delusions or schizophrenia. I do not hear things. I don't. It's a false. That is false. I know what I heard. But the bottom line is, it's abnormal to think that for them to think they have a right to transfer. If they're concerned about my mental health or what I'm doing personally, that is totally bogus. That is not right at all. It is not right for them to even question or talk about anybody. But people do it anyway. But these people, they the ones who need psychiatric help. If they live on the street or they live next door and they can't mind their business, all they do is talk about me or whatever in some disparaging manner, then something is seriously wrong with them mentally. No one should be allowed to do that. There had to be some good extreme reason. They said they contacted the police. For what? I know the police investigation, from what I was told, can't get involved unless there's a crime. And you know, there's no crime committed here. There's no mental health problems. I don't have something that's so severe. If it's related to some phone calls or something, how do they know? Can they see inside? Yeah. From what I know, there was no officers over here. If they're making up stories to police or people on the board or whatever about my health or say things, I mean, that is not right. Because they're spreading rumors without actual knowledge. And I consider those people crazy. Whether I'm lazy or working, because we, you know, everybody in this building, I'm sure, is working, doing their own thing. Or if they ain't working, it's none of anyone's business. It's their right not to be bothered. This is the American society. That's how you live. This ain't no dictatorship here. You know, we're not living in a dictatorship. I mean, if they're questioning what I do in my home or my mental health or making up stories to the police or whatever, for what I heard, that's, I know the police officer is going to know that they're lying. They can get in a lot of legal trouble. Then that leads to another question. I look at my skin color or look at what my lifestyle, what I am, because I have my own unique style. And I said, is it racism? Because racist people love to make up stories about minorities, like black people or so on. They see a black person, they do it indirectly so they don't get caught. If it has anything to do with any bias, they're going to get in trouble with the law. You cannot do that. You cannot investigate or look in my home without my authorization, because that's a law against it. If you're concerned about my mental health, there is no way you can get involved. That's for something extreme. If you see something, you go to them directly. That's how the police officers told me a long time ago when I had somebody break into my home, because there was concerns in my home, because I have 4 burglaries in my home since I've been living here. And, yes, I had to talk about those issues, because when you have 4 burglaries, and I'm trying to get my real estate broker to get to eventually, she told me I need to do this before I can sell it. Or maybe I'll stay. Staying here with 4 burglaries, I'm not a rich person, but that you know, I can't be all calm and nice hunky-dory when that situation happened. And not only the burglaries, also someone trespassed into my home, crawling into a window. And that was 6 years ago. So I had to keep my windows closed. I had to be careful. But I don't gossip about my neighbors too much, really, because, you know, in this environment, gossip carries, you know. It's not for me. It's not my right to gossip about anybody. It's none of my business what they do in their home. That's how I deal with it. It's the truth. Unless it's some emergency like there's a shooting inside the condo or shooting outside or nearby, or there's a fire or something, somebody's home is on fire or a car crash or someone, some emergency inside the building or something. Yeah, but you don't, that's how you deal with people in the society, everyday life. I have people make false allegations about I need a conservatorship. They need to stop. Yes. The truth is, as I get older, you know, I have my own issues physically and mentally, but I'm very high functioning. You know, I'm a doctor. I got my doctorate degree, and I'm trying to get, I'm trying to find my way, do my business, and do other things. Whatever I do is none of anybody's business. You know, if there's any concerns about my complaint, you know, anything, they should do it directly. Because I tell the board of directors everything. I don't hide what I do. I also have to know that when I respond or talk to people about anything in this building, it has to be something that's truly of concern, and it has to be rational. That's irrational to have somebody in my building around think they're concerned about me, because they shouldn't. Well, if they hear something, they hear me talking or whatever, that's not a good concern. You can't investigate me for no mental health reasons or whatever. That's crazy. That's a false allegation. This is what I'm gonna say. Either these people are making up stories to cover up their own psychosis or psychopathy, which I think is the case, or some false innuendo about cover up their bias, because it's biased people do things like that. Then they should, they're going to get in a lot of trouble. You can't do that. It's not just a courthouse. Some people, even my environment, from what I hear, think that trespassing someone's home is just a court issue, just a lawsuit. It is not. It's a crime. It's the Constitution. It's a state law. You can't trespass, be a voyeur or whatever. I don't want to bring that up because I brought it up so many times. These people talk about me and my bathroom and all that. Then I realized, well, the homeless people have their dose of severely mentally ill people outside. I think somebody should check on them. I hope somebody can look at those people outside who's doing, saying all that, have them be investigated for mental health reasons or police or whatever, because that is abnormal. I should not be dealing with people with abnormal behavior. But unfortunately, I come across people who have abnormal behaviors in my life, and I keep away from them. Abnormal includes a person that's evil, a person that's criminal, but a person who's severely mentally handicapped who do legal things. Now, people make assessments on my health without me knowing and doing things they commit, they may have been violated the constitutional right. They are going to get in trouble, not only legally, but police-wise. Police said nobody can trespass or look at someone's home. Nobody. They can't unless there's a search warrant. And this is what I'm going to say, because some of my critics, if someone's listened to my podcast, and I think that these crazy people probably listen to my podcast and make these delusional hysteria interpretations about what I say. Because there are some crazy people in my environment. I'm going to say, I believe these people don't know basic common sense. They need to get some psychiatric help. They don't know how to live in this society. This is not normal. Well, that's what my stance is. Somebody needs to get involved. It's just abnormal. If they don't know how to respect the law or boundaries, something might need to get involved. You cannot be investigating anybody. You cannot, if you're concerned about me, my health, whatever, it's none of your damn business. And it's no excuse because you hear me on podcasts or you think I'm famous or whatever, which I am not. That is no excuse. Whether I'm famous or not, that is no excuse. It is no excuse, whatever I do, for you to intrude or to be nosy because you got some mental issue. Now, I said that these people do it behind my back. So it means something is wrong with them. They're doing something illegal. You know that the cops in the courthouses, they can't do that. If a cop, police officer did that, go and look inside, you know, and there's no crime or nothing, don't you know that violates the law? That would be illegal. Now, I'm going to say with my statement about some of the critics, as I said before, some people have said that I'm hearing things or I'm misinterpreting what I hear. I am not. I don't hear voices or anything. That is the truth. And the bottom line is that some people in our environment, no matter where we go, whether we're in New York City or China or wherever, L.A. or wherever, they are not well. They don't know how to mind their business. They need somebody to get involved to help them understand how to have social etiquette in the society. But this society, we have to, there's an underlying factor. If I'm going to deal with somebody, I have that respect for them. I can't, you know, it's how you deal with people. It's also how you deal with getting along with others and keeping peace, and also how you express or when it's appropriate to get involved. So I guess maybe they don't know how. I hope that the homeless or the person who's still questioning or have an irresistible impulse to be nosy or to do get involved or violate, to get some psychiatric help or have somebody do it for them. But that is not how you deal with people in the society or everyday life people. I know that. I know that. I knew that since I was a child. That's just basic common sense. But it's abnormal. Abnormal means somebody needs to get involved. That's not healthy. And I'm tired of dealing with it. Good day, good night from Death Night.